USA Radio News.
Today, while holding a joint news conference with the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, President Trump said there's one sure way you'll know the Singapore summit did not go well.
You hear me saying we're going to use maximum pressure, you'll know the negotiation did not do well.
And after that press conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed Rudy Giuliani's comments that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un came crawling on his hands and knees.
I took him as being in a small room and not being serious about the comments. I think it was a bit in jest. We're moving forward. We're focused on the important things. I know Rudy. Rudy doesn't speak for the administration when it comes to this negotiation and this set of issues.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 95 points to close the day at 25,241. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
He was tweeting and she was speaking about the president's move to grant an Alabama woman clemency this week. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In a Thursday tweet, President Trump wished good luck and a happy life to Alice Johnson, the woman he granted clemency to after she had spent over 20 years in prison on nonviolent drug charges.
I would tell President Trump, thank you so much.
Johnson herself saying in a Thursday morning TV interview
that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud, and I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others too.
That was Johnson speaking on CBS's This Morning. She was granted clemency by President Trump after reality TV star Kim Kardashian made a special plea for Johnson's case during a recent White House meeting.
A new Quinnipiac poll released today says 51% of Americans have a negative opinion of Roseanne Barr. And according to the poll, 48% believe ABC was right to cancel her show, Roseanne. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Cory Gardner introduced a bipartisan bill that would allow states to regulate marijuana without federal interference.
Now, remember, this is not a legalization bill. I think that's very important. This is an approach that allows the states to move forward. If a state like Oklahoma or Kansas or Nebraska chooses for themselves not to do this, they do not have to. The federal law remains the same. Nothing changes for them.
Gardner and Warren talk about why this is such a key bill to pass.
We have to make sure that members in states that haven't faced this question, there are states that are now going to be facing this question for the first time, Missouri comes to mind and others, education about what this is, what it is not. And there are so many states now that have this, that are moving forward. We have to fix this conflict. The president has said we have to fix this conflict. And so I think it's important that we work with Senator McConnell, work with our colleagues who may not be supportive at this time to find a solution that what is something that we've all said. Let's give the states more power to make decisions for themselves.
Right. Yeah. I should only add on this point because Senator Gardner's done great work in trying to plow the ground here. This is a bipartisan bill. Mm-hmm. We are building strong bipartisan support here in Congress, in both the House and in the Senate, and we are developing good bipartisan support around the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.